Today is Monday, June 8th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover Anthropic's When AI Builds Itself paper and what its production numbers mean for your engineering investment. A wave of 12 open-weight model releases that fundamentally shifts the build versus buy calculus for any team spending over $300,000 a year on closed model APIs, and two architectural patterns, RHO and the Alpha Proof Loop, that represent the next generation of production agent design. 8 times more code merged per day. That is not a benchmark from a controlled lab study. That is Anthropic's own engineering organization in production in Q2 of 2026, compared to their 2024 baseline. And the monthly financial close at Anthropic is now 90-95% complete before any human touches it, compressing what CFO Krishna Rao described as multi-hour workflows down to 30-minute oversight tasks. The strategic play for your board is understanding why those numbers are real, because the mechanism is not what most teams assume. It is not that the models got smarter in isolation. A Stanford and Tsinghua University joint study found that the same model with different surrounding system designs produces performance variation of up to 6 times. 6 times. Same model. Different harness. Mitchell Hashimoto, co-founder of HashiCorp, put the operational principle plainly. When an agent makes a mistake, the correct response is not to rerun the same prompt. It is to redesign the system so that class of mistake cannot recur. That distinction, prompt correction versus harness redesign, is the architectural divide separating teams seeing 2 times gains from teams seeing 8 times gains. So what does a production-grade harness actually look like? UC Berkeley research cited in Anthropic's paper identifies 5 interdependent layers. First, context management with tiered compaction. Claude Code's 5-tier compaction system is the current reference implementation. Second, memory architecture with staleness verification. Third, skill routing with tool selection logic. Fourth, an orchestration loop with governance gates. Fifth, verification and audit infrastructure. Layer 2 is where most teams are currently failing. UC Berkeley names it the stale but confident failure mode. The agent applies remembered patterns to an environment that has since been refactored and produces confidently wrong outputs. The fix is mandatory live environment verification before any consequential action. Treat memory entries as hypotheses requiring confirmation, not facts. Building on that, Anthropic's retrospective analysis of production incidents on Claude.a, I found that automated Claude code review applied retroactively would have caught approximately 1/3 of the bugs that caused production incidents. For a mid-market SaaS company carrying $1 million per year in incident costs, that is $330,000 in avoidable spend. The integration cost to get there, $20,000 to $50,000 in tooling, plus 4 to 6 weeks of CI/CD pipeline work. That ROI case closes fast. Now, the architectural trade-off practitioners must resolve is between harness complexity and deployment velocity. A 5-layer harness built from scratch requires 4 to 6 months and a 3 to 4-person core team. Assembling it from orchestration frameworks like LangChain or AutoGen reduces time to pilot to 6 to 10 weeks, but introduces dependency on framework-specific abstractions that may not survive the next major version. The pragmatic path: buy context management and basic orchestration. LangChain and AutoGen handle this adequately. Build the memory verification and governance layers. These are workflow-specific and cannot be genericized. And treat the verification and audit layer as non-negotiable infrastructure from day one, regardless of your build versus buy decisions elsewhere. Now let's talk about the open-weight model wave, because this is where the build versus buy calculus just shifted underneath every enterprise AI budget. In a single week, the market saw 12 or more open-weight model releases. No single release is the story, the aggregate is. Enterprises currently paying $300,000 to $1.5 million annually in closed model API fees now have functionally equivalent open alternatives across nearly every modality. Let me give you the ones that matter most for enterprise decisions. Minimax M3, designed for agentic coding, beats GPT 4.5 on Suebench Pro and costs 20 cents per million tokens via API. That is approximately one-third the cost of comparable closed models. It supports 1 million token context, which matters enormously. Models with 128,000 token context require chunking workarounds that reduce agentic effectiveness by an estimated 30 to 40%. At 100 million tokens per month, Minimax M3 costs roughly $20 a month versus $60 to $300 for closed alternatives. Benchmark it on your specific task distribution before switching, but this is a serious evaluation candidate. Google Gemma, 412 billion parameters, Apache 2.0 license, commercially unrestricted, multimodal, offline capable, runs on any machine with 16 gigabytes of unified memory. Lowest friction entry point for local inference available today. The licensing distinction matters more than it sounds. NVIDIA's Nemotron Ultra and Cosmos 3 use NVIDIA's Open Model License, which permits commercial use but restricts redistribution. Assign one engineer or one legal contact to verify the specific license of every model before production deployment. NVIDIA Cosmos 3 is a fully open-source world model for physical AI, robotics, autonomous driving, warehouse scenes. For any team spending $500,000 to $2 million annually on real-world data collection, synthetic data generation via Cosmos 3 reduces marginal data cost to near zero after infrastructure setup. Source analysis estimates 60 to 80% variable data cost reduction with an 8 to 14 month payback on a $300,000 to $600,000 infrastructure investment. On the creative side, Ideogram 4.0 is the only open weight image generation model in its quality tier, where you can download weights, fine tune, and run locally. For teams with proprietary visual data, retail imagery, medical scans, product photography, fine-tuning on internal datasets creates a capability closed API users simply cannot match. One caution flag: ByteDance Bernini, an open-source video editor. Full model is 84 gigabytes. Do not commit GPU infrastructure for this one until quantized versions are available, expected within 60 to 90 days. The memory requirement at full precision is prohibitive for most teams. And briefly on voice, MISO 1 demonstrates audio quality convincing enough to fool casual listeners. ByteDance Wave TTS, released the same week, enables voice cloning from seconds of audio. Brief your legal team DOM before Twindus deployment. Emerging EU and US state-level voice rights legislation creates real regulatory exposure for unauthorized voice replication. The decision rule: if your annual closed model API spend exceeds $300,000, the ROI case for open-weight infrastructure almost certainly closes within 12 to 18 months. Below $100,000, wait 6 to 9 months for SaaS products built on these models. Direct infrastructure investment is premature at that scale. Two architectural patterns from this week deserve board-level attention because they define where production agent design is heading. The first is Retrospective Harness Optimization, or RHO, published by Microsoft Research Asia and City University of Hong Kong. RHO enables AI agents to improve their own harness architecture by analyzing past performance trajectories. No labeled validation sets, no external grading required. Using codecs with GPT 4.5, RHO improved SWE Bench Pro performance from 0.59 to 0.78, a 32% relative improvement, with gains replicating across Terminal, Bench 2, and Gaia 2. The implementation architecture question for teams evaluating RHO is not whether to build it, but what controls to wrap around it. Any system where an AI can update persistent behavior from its own judgments can also reinforce bad habits or unsafe shortcuts. The mandatory control set, human approval gates on all proposed harness updates before deployment, audit logs on all self-modifications, and explicit boundaries on what the agent is permitted to propose changing. Skill instructions and tool sequences are appropriate targets. Permission structures and governance gates are not. Treat proposed harness updates under the same change control process as software deployments. The second pattern comes from DeepMind's AlphaProof architecture, analyzed by Dr. Karoly Zsolnai-Feher. AlphaProof solved 56-year-old unsolved mathematical problems using a three-component loop: a generative model producing candidate solutions, a cheaper judge model scoring competing candidates via ELO-style tournament, and a formal validator providing uncheatable ground truth. The design principle is the strategic insight. The validator is your moat, not the generative model.
Generic AI vendors will commoditize model access. They will not commoditize your domain-specific validator encoding 500 or more jurisdiction-specific rules. This pattern is directly portable to any enterprise domain with a formalizable validator. Code has a natural one. Test suites and compilers. Legal contract review has one. Jurisdiction-specific compliance rule sets. Financial models have one. Accounting standards and internal consistency checks. One critical finding from the AlphaProof benchmark that practitioners should not ignore: smaller models solved zero Erdos problems in the benchmark. Zero. Do not sacrifice generator quality for iteration count until you have empirical evidence from your specific domain that mid-tier models achieve comparable solve rates. The tournament loop with frontier generators costs 3 to 5 times more per task than single-pass AI. The ROI justification requires domains where error cost is high. Source analysis documents 30 to 45% security vulnerability escape rate reduction for code review, with $150,000 to $300,000 implementation cost and 4 to 6 month payback for organizations with 20 or more developers. A few operational findings that belong in your MLOP's roadmap. On token instrumentation, the gap between high-intensity AI users approaching 1 billion tokens per day and average users at low millions represents a 99% or greater differential in deployed AI capability. Only 6% of ChatGPT users are currently using Codex. The organizations systematically measuring and improving their AI usage patterns are building a behavioral data moat. One operational note: Claude.ai's chat interface does not expose token counts natively. API access is required for measurement. Prioritize API-based environments as your primary instrumented layer. On multi-agent cost control, a three-layer architecture can reduce API bills from over $1,000 per month to $200 to $400, a 60 to 75% reduction from architectural discipline alone. Session segmentation alone, giving every distinct project its own thread, delivers an estimated 3 to 4 times cost reduction. Layer in model-to-task routing, complex reasoning to Opus tier, coding to a GPT-5 profile for better rate limits, research and web scraping to local models at zero marginal cost. Then prune unused skills monthly. Each unused skill adds context to every message. And the most operationally important MLOP's finding in this briefing: 8 times code generation velocity created bottlenecks in code review, deployment pipelines, documentation, and QA. The fix is applying AI to the bottleneck stage, not just the most visible stage. Before deploying AI to any single workflow stage, map the two stages immediately downstream and budget 30 to 40% of implementation investment for downstream capacity at the likely new bottleneck. Red flag thresholds to track: AI productivity gains below 1.5 times by end of pilot month 3 indicate data quality, integration, or adoption problems. Code defect rate increasing alongside AI-generated code volume signals the quality trap is in progress. Anthropic's own data shows AI-generated code was below human parity through late 2025. Set a quality floor of greater than 85% first-pass code review approval rate before allowing volume scaling. The critical risk-opportunity pairing to carry into your next board conversation, the opportunity is real and measurable. Harness governed agentic systems running on increasingly capable open-weight foundations can deliver 8x throughput gains with 3 to 6 month payback periods in the right domains. The risk is equally real. Teams that skip the memory verification and governance layers, or that deploy AI to high visibility stages without mapping downstream bottlenecks, will generate confidently wrong outputs at scale and hit quality ceilings that actually reverse productivity gains. The harness layer is not a technical detail, it is the product. Thank you for your time today. That's your Business Pragmatist Briefing. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.